please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora, and we want to welcome you to another episode of Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Like always, we have three great topics, and we can't wait to get to it. Our first topic, we got to talk about Sesame Street. We have to talk about how it was built for Black kids to become educated. Bottom line.
In Harlem, it said. Black kids in Harlem.
And I grew up watching Sesame Street. So I never took my kids to the amusement park. However, my brother has taken his children several times, and he used to swear by it. I don't know why, but I always had a bad feeling about it. I don't know why, but I never took my kids. And even though it's 2 hours away from us, I never took them. Always had a bad feeling about it. But I loved Sesame Street, the TV show. But the
I don't think I love Sesame Street, but I certainly watched it growing up sometime. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I love all those puppets and Muppets and all that crap, but I did take my kids there once and we had a good time. Just one time. We had a great time.
That's what my brother said.
But I did see those videos and it would have been a problem. It would have been a problem for those characters to be hugging on white children. The one video they showed, he just did the black, he saw them. He did his hand like this and walked over to the next white kid.
But what gets me is I want to know the race of the person that's inside of that character. Because
it's gotta be white. No black
person. I thought that for the longest time. I'm like, what race is this person inside of this character? Because even if it was a Caucasian person, after so many videos that has come out, I would have thought that they would have, you know, that person would have issued a public apology. You know, like, look, that was me. It was a misunderstanding. Anybody who knows me, I'm not like that. But if it's a Hispanic person, an Asian person, a gay person, I don't think they're going to come out.
On the TV show, there are actual actors, you know, like I never knew that Elmo's person behind the costume was Black. I didn't know that. So there
was Florian himself, but yeah.
He was a...
The original Elmo guy was a Black man, but he ended up being a child molester, so... He lost that job, but then they got someone else to fill those shoes and bought out his character. So,
So those people are individual actors, but at the theme park,
they're just random people.
It's just teens, kids, or grown people doing what the heck ever. It's just random people. It would be difficult to know who was in the suit that particular day unless they had a timestamp on the video. Or something like that, but they're just regular, making not that much money people.
Right, and that's why I said, I do think it's racist, but then I also think it's young, dumb kids who just being very disrespectful.
That's racist. You're not disrespecting the white kids, you're only disrespecting the Black kids. That's called racism. What is really shocking, when you sent me the video saying that Sesame Street started as a show for Black kids in Harlem, and now it's barely Black.
It's I saw that coming. So my kids didn't grow up off of Sesame Street at all.
Mine
they
either.
Never watched probably not even one episode, because when I watched it, I was definitely Black and proud to be.
I didn't love it. I don't think I just loved it.
Wanted to find out. I remember being like 5 years old and picking up the phone, calling the operator, asking her how to get to Sesame Street. I'll never forget that. And I remember that, you know, that was back in the day when they could call you back, and they called my mother and they said, your daughter was trying to call us, trying to find out how to get to Sesame Street.
Wow.
I knew it was in New York, but I didn't know how to get there. But I think I was like maybe 5 years old. But it was just so funny how I remember loving that show so much. So seeing that character, Zoe, be portrayed like that.
Did you see those Black kids' faces?
That's what hurts me. I can't even barely talk about it without being able to cry, because the couple of little girls turned around and looked at their moms like
what? Yeah.
Why not me? And that infuriates a mother like
that
me.
That was a lot.
There.
So a different old mother from the hood would have jacked up that character.
Oh yeah. They would have come out the costume. And you heard Kelly Rowland, a celebrity. She said, I would have burnt down the whole parade.
That's a problem because that's going to scar a child for life. That's taking away their innocence. And they don't know why they're being treated like that. That's a problem.
We all as Black women, we all as Black people can remember when we had that happen to us. When we either got skipped over in school for something where we had our hand out or we had our hand up. And the teacher would not call on us. We can remember the day, the smell, the sound, everything. Time stops for us. So I know that's why I think I'm so passionate and angry about. And I'm going to protest that situation until the end of time. I mean, I don't want to have
anything else to do with them. I mean, like when my kids were young, I remember liking Cookie Monster, but most of that crap was weird to me. But I did have. I mean, I'm sorry to say it like that, but I didn't love it. And then later I've heard that Bert and Ernie were probably gay and just all kind of crap, you know? But I did have Elmo videos to like show them how to go to the dentist and not be scared. And I would put that on, but we weren't, I mean, you know, Sesame Street wasn't a part of their growing up. And I'm glad it wasn't. And when I have any grandkids, I'm not fooling with that. Unless they fix it and I don't have any concerns, I will never even turn it on.
No, my grandkids will never see that either. That will never be something.
Yeah, I'm never fooling with it. And really, America needs to get their shit together because we're about to boot these people up out of here. You're either going to get it together and deal with us properly, or you got to leave our land. I don't know what to tell you, but I think it's far too much.
I think it's well known now that we're the indigenous people of this country. Mm-hmm. You think so? Mm-hmm. I think that it's because we're not the only ones saying it now. Like there are races of people who are just like, look, we don't have any history. We stole all the history that's out there. And at this point in time in our life, we got to give something back. Cause I don't know about these aliens. They're saying that everybody's being visited. But you did hear.
I didn't hear that. People are being visited by aliens.
Oh my God. It's been more sightings this year, 2022, of UFOs and aliens than it has been.
Well, I have seen UFOs. I have seen people saying, look in the sky and saying that movie Don't Look Up was to prevent us from looking in the sky. But I haven't heard about people actually being visited like by an alien.
They're saying more so like they're as people are in planes, that they're just having things that are flying beside them that's there for like a split, higher than a bird could fly, I guess, for a split second, and then it's gone. But it's just enough, almost like they're passing through their portal or whatever. But there are two things.
One is Project Bluebeam, a CIA operation, which I've been hearing about for many years, which was supposed to be a fake alien invasion by this corrupt government that is supposed to bring the world together, you know, to facilitate the one world order. If we have a common enemy from out there, then we all come together. Mm-hmm. The other thing, totally different, I just finished over the last couple weeks watching this show on HBO Plus called Naomi the Bomb. It is about a young Black teen, like 16 years old, who thought she was normal, but turns out she's an alien from Earth 29. She gets her powers. I can't wait for season two. It was so
okay. I'll watch it. I did see something like that, and I was gonna give it a chance, but it's on HBO Max. Okay, I'll watch it.
Yes, it was one. I hate that it's over, but aliens are the topic of the day. And when you start talking, see, our government is so underhanded that when they start talking about Project Bluebeam, you have to ask yourself, is that a false flag type thing they're really going to do? Or are they telling us this so that when the real people come, that probably are here to help us, but when the if some real aliens did come, people would be thinking, oh, it's just the government faking us out. Or they also were making announcements. It's on the internet saying that if you see an alien, do not approach. They're going to be dangerous. So I have to question, are you setting me up to avoid the very people that's come here to save our planet? Because they're killing our planet.
Anything someone tells me that's in a hierarchy about something being negative, I will believe the direct opposite. I've done that since I was a child. Mm-hmm. If they have told me don't believe in 3-6s, I know 3-6s must be something good. I literally have never fallen for the banana in the tailpipe ever.
Okay.
So my thing is this, I've never thought that, you know, because I've heard so many people that are not our shade say, you know, we are visited by aliens. They are not our friends. They're not here. I'm like, why would you be telling me anything to help me?
Ever.
Never done that before.
Ever.
So I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to believe it. I do believe in a higher power. I do believe in other beings. I do believe in the superficial, supernatural. I believe in all of that. And I don't believe it's against me.
Right.
My kind.
I did not used to believe that when I was a Christian. I used to believe that we're everything, but the universe, our universe, is so vast. Mm-hmm. And then there are multiverses. It just seems stupid to just think that we're the only ones in this whole big creation of everything. There's just us.
But think about it. You heard about the birds, right? That they supposedly have these fake birds that are videotaping or recording and spying. Mm-hmm. We are not that important. What human being is that important?
There's something wrong with the globalists. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with them. And I've said this for many years, that one of the things that's going to bring them down mm-hmm. is their obsession with information. Mm-hmm. They want data on us. They want video on us. They want everything that they can get, the computers, the TVs, the phone, everything monitors us. And that's a problem that they have. Every time we talk to a corporation, they want to call us and email us and how was it and take, there's something wrong with them. So, I mean, I don't know if the birds are fake or not, but I wouldn't doubt it. But if the birds are fake, it's not universe, multiverse. It is these people that, you know, the 1%, the oligarchs, whatever we want to call
them. I just don't think we're that important. I think they're spying on what we do in case we are visited by people who are here to help. I just think it's more deeper than that. And the reason why I think it's deeper than that is because you already know that there are people out here trafficking children. You already know that.
Well, it's
you know
them. What I'm saying? So they're not looking for that. It's
you already know there are people out here making bombs. You already know about there are people out here making weapons. You already know about that. You don't already know. You don't need Bert. It's something far deeper.
You haven't heard that they were astral projecting. It was called Project. It's on one of those videos I posted. Mm-hmm. And every time we raised up against them, every time we won, I do think they're collecting data on us. They're obsessed with us. These are data collection devices.
But I think it's us and our connection with the visitors or with the indigenous people who have been laying dormant under the sea or wherever they're being, like, not trying to sound silly, but
I think we are that important. We just have to disagree on that. I think that we are that important.
No, I'm talking about,
you know, I do.
Not, we are that important, but I'm saying what we're doing on an everyday basis is not that important, that you're willing to spend trillions of dollars on this spy technology for little old me. You know what I'm saying?
I think they are. I think they are. I think that's why they want to move to digital currency. I think that's why everybody's on electronic banking, which I minimize. They know everything you purchase. They know when, how much you pay. Then they start sending you coupons, asking you, do you want to buy this again? You know they're spying on you because everything you say or think comes up on your phone as an ad. It's about you. It's about me. I don't know white versus black, poor versus rich, but there's some obsession these people have with monitoring everything we do. Our passports, all that stuff is electronic. They just have a big database full of information. And I don't doubt what you're saying about it's also related to who's coming to help us. When are we going to rise up and take it back over? But I think they're just obsessed with us. I realized that a very long time ago. And I have said in my personal life that if we really want to take them down, one way to do it is to alter or affect the information, because they're so obsessed with that information. But I don't know, Tora, I think something's wrong with them. And I think we are that important. And sort of like Naomi, I was looking at that like, when are our powers going to kick in? You know, well, I won't say anymore. After you watch it, I'll talk about it. Way their powers kicked in could even happen here. You know how much stuff they tell us in movies and we don't realize that they're telling us about ourselves.
And it's funny because every time I ever told any doctor about what I could do as a child, I was always being pushed, or my mother was being pushed to put me in a mental institution. And it wasn't anything like I could move an object with my mind, or I could see things before they happened, but my gift was I could leave and go other places. And I didn't know what that was called. And I'm just so happy that the internet exists, because now I know it's not me. I was never crazy. All the other people who've said, oh no, I've been doing this for years. Like, are you kidding me? Like, and I do know that there's limits. Like, you don't see the lottery and you can't, you know, go and see what the lottery was and then play it and win. You can have other things, you know, that'll feed you luck and blessings. But for the most part, you know what I'm saying?
I don't have that gift. I've never had that gift. I've never been aware of any gifts that I've had. But one thing I do know is now I have a strong gift of intuition. Mm-hmm. And so if we do see some aliens, I believe I will be able to go within and know, is this something I should deal with, or is this something I should avoid? So I'm not afraid, because I believe I will know what to do when the time comes. Now, let me ask you about this crazy video you sent me about how white women love to date Black men because Black men become submissive in their relationships with white women. That was astonishing to me.
Yeah, but I've noticed it. I've always saw it, always knew it. But when the Black man speaks, he's always going to try to throw a curveball. So he's going to say one thing but mean another. So it's like, I'm dating this woman because of, you're so masculine, Black woman. You're so dominant, Black woman. And it's like, no, actually, I'm not. I'm the one that pacifies you. I'm the one that tries to uplift you. I'm the one that takes the burden and the beatings, because I'm the one that's trying to relate to what you go through in life. No. So it's not until you have beat me down to my soul that I got to pick myself up, and it might come out as me being dominant or snappy or mean or whatever, because you've cheated, lied, stole, whatever, you know. And now it's time for me to pick myself up and get better. You don't like that. So my thing is this, for years we were like, oh, well, you go over there because you think that they'll let you do it and they'll just be happy that they got a Black man. No, that's not it at all. They are so weak that they're tired of trying to be strong for strength's sake, that where they can go now, where they can be genuinely weak and hope that nobody even recognizes it.
I have always heard the opposite. I have always heard that Black men dated white women because white women are submissive, whereas we are more, I'm just going to say, independent. We have had to raise our children, have money to help this man who's being discriminated against. So we have learned to hold our own, whereas they have been cosseted and are more likely to submit to a Black man. I also have heard all my life that one reason Black men date white women is because sexually white women will let them do anything. And Black women are like, oh no, we're not doing that.
Right.
You know, so this video is, I don't deny, I mean, it was a white woman who said it.
Right.
So exactly. I'm not gonna reject what she said, but it is astonishing to me. It goes against everything I've ever heard.
I have literally seen it, witnessed it, and I just used to always say to myself, wow, if a sister did that, you'd have your mouth open. But so I already knew. So now that they're coming out and saying it on social media, I'm kind of glad, because for years you know, I feel like we as Black women have tried to dumb down even more than what we already were trying to do to please them, help them, support them. And now I feel like we're like, ah, never mind. We'll stay with that. Yeah.
And so I would think that at least some segment of interracial relationships are what that woman said. I don't know that they all are, but no, I don't think that she's right. Just making stuff up. Is, I mean, you know.
But what gets me is how, and I will say this over and over and over, how white men love Black women for their strength and their originality. And that is just not, I mean, I know there's some really weird cases out there with it. Somebody's done something, but that's just a bad person doing something to a good person. Right. That's how I write that off. Okay. You know, I mean, it just happened to be a sister found the wrong guy. It could have been a Black man, could have been a white. It's just the wrong guy.
Well, but some things about, happen. Negative right. things happen.
Exactly. But I'm talking about in a good relationship where a Black woman is dating a white man or married to a white man, it is 100% this man just looks at her like a queen, like, oh, she's so strong. She actually gets up, takes care of the kids, the house, and me, and still works and still wants to go to school. And she doesn't complain. No, we don't. We don't. Because they meet us halfway with our chores. Hun, is there anything I can do? Can I take the kids out and give you a break?
Well, my husband was like that. He cooked, he gave baths. He took the kids to school because I wasn't a morning person. I was writing novels back then, staying up at night. Okay. I think that we're being socially, we, all of us in America, being socially engineered to think things about Black male-female relationships that aren't true. We're being socially engineered to think that our men prefer white women. It's not true. Most Black men are married to white Black women. And in the relationship,
I think
most
weak men though. I think weak men prefer another race. Not white women. I wouldn't even put them out there like that. But I think weak men prefer any other race than a Black woman. However, I think strong Black men want nothing to do with anything other than the person who birthed them, raised them, got them to where they are in life now, which is their mom, their grandmoms, their sisters. They want to emulate exactly what the pillar of success and strength is. That's to me. Strong Black men want that. I don't believe weak Black men do. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, even in Black and Black relationships, some men are really overbearing, but in a more
overbearing.
But in other standard relationships, I think the husband typically goes along with what the wife wants to do. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't have that interracial Black-white piece, I don't know how that plays out, because I'm not saying I never dated a white man, but I'm saying that's not my thing. Mm-hmm. But in Black relationships, most of the time, the men just like, okay, they don't want to, right. They're going to get on your program. They don't have right. a program. You know right. what I mean? Right. So I don't know, but that was really interesting. And I am going to be paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
To see if I can see the evidence, because she said that even she went far. She said the conservative white women are able to date and marry Black men and still be racist because they're dominant in the relationship. And she said that white women love their Black sons because yes. it gives them access to the patriarchy and don't like their Black daughters.
Why would she lie?
Oh, she's my God.
She's observed it.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
And then somebody in the comments was like, yeah, because they view the Black daughter as competition for their, what?
I used to follow this one biracial girl on TikTok who used to always say, because after you watched the Colin Kaepernick story that he had out on Netflix.
I didn't watch it. What was this?
It was amazing because it takes you to the core of how he was always being told it was him. You know, like he was telling his white parents, like, you know, why are they, I'm being denied this? And almost like the
most
the
of his parents are white, or one white, one Black?
No,
they adopted him?
Yeah.
He's adopted?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he kind of just was always told from the beginning. You know, like, it's you. You know, you
they just, were gaslighting him. There's no racism. That's just you.
Yeah. And that he always felt like he was going crazy. And that there was this girl who it was on the internet was saying how, you know, she's biracial. And she was like, every single time she comes to her mother with a problem, she tells her she's weak and you're weak and you just got to get strong and stop using your race. And it's not about your race. It's not about your color. And she just kept going, like, you know, she was actually feeling like she was going crazy until she found a community on TikTok that was like, girl, no, we all going through this. Our white moms don't understand, you know, because they have black mixed friends that have black mothers, and it's different, you know.
And so have you seen the ones where the white daughter, I mean, the black daughter is beefing with the white mother who's actually racist? And no. Saying the N-word, and the daughter's like, you can't say that. And she's like, I married a black man. I can say, I mean, like, all that.
I've seen all of that. And I think that's why they said that they knew it was something wrong, because they become friends with black girls who have black mothers but white fathers. And it's like, wait, hold on. Y'all don't have to go through this. It's like, no. Black mamas don't do that. We don't play that. We're not talking about the bad mothers, okay? We know that there's crazy bad mothers in the world. We're talking about mama bears, typically mothers.
Got your back. Black kids know we have their back. And white fathers love their black daughters. There's nothing more special, you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's certainly something for these brothers to start thinking about, because you don't, at this juncture, we never know what gender our child's going to be. So, come on, don't put a child in that situation. But I don't know. If they want to be with a white woman, I don't want them. They can have them. And I just feel like, go on, cross over. We don't need you. Go do you, you know?
Absolutely. And I wanted to just piggyback really quick on your TikTok, really quick. I love the fact that you made everyone aware that there's not just LGBTQ anymore. That they've added some other letters into this alphabet group. And it's becoming ridiculous. And I think people are starting to realize, even that community is starting to be like, enough.
Some of the people were coming on the video saying, well, dang, they're walking away with half the alphabet.
Exactly. Exactly. So I love the fact that you put that on your TikTok and your podcast. And I really appreciate that, because it's something that definitely irritates all of us during this, you know, era that we're trying to respect everyone's pronouns, but not compromise our own.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, I was watching the video and she said all that LGBTQIA+. I was like, what? And I looked it up, and it's just on and on and on. And from what it indicates, it's not over.
It's not.
They're going to add some more. I don't know how. I really don't know how, but I'm sure. And then they're talking about non-binary. And, like, what are they even talking about?
Nobody knows. And if you start accepting every single thing that somebody feels like they are, we are just going to end up with nothing, you know? Bad enough they banned abortions. It's bad enough, you know, I found out, like, in some places in the United States where if a man finds out you aborted his child, he might could kill you. And you
I heard even that. Know. I don't know. I haven't seen the law.
I haven't seen that either, but that's hurtful. And then I heard that fathers now are going to start at paying child support at conception. Well, not just fathers, but whoever's in charge, I guess, who have the most money. Is going to have to start paying child support, which is weird to me.
It would have to be the father, because until the child comes out, there's nothing for the mother to pay. She's carrying the baby.
Exactly. So they're basically saying now that the fathers are the responsible party. So it's just a whole bunch of stuff going on in our world today.
And have you heard that they're doing that because the whites are becoming the minority and don't want any more of their babies aborted?
That is true, but what they didn't think it through. And this is what happens when white women don't talk to white men about logic. They need someone black always in the room. And the reason why is because now, since this happened, there's been a 90% increase on men Googling how to have the process of vasectomies, who's the best doctors, and there are women who are going through sterilization process, permanent ones. Now, I don't know if it's the hysterectomy, but it might just be the solution that they can inject inside of your body now.
Well, you can get your tubes tied and get them burned.
Yes.
If you get them burned, they don't refuse or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But they men are looking to literally have that done, and women are looking to, because there's a generation of people who know already, they're like, no, you're too young. They don't want to have kids. So now you are just making everything worse, because now this is the alternative.
If they really wanted more children, what they need to do is have some universal health care. Half the people can't even afford to have the baby.
And that's true.
They need to have universal.
And stop putting poison in the baby's body so they can come out retarded, autistic. And I don't care if I'm using right pronouns. I don't care.
They need to do what?
I said stop poisoning the babies and the fetuses so they can come out retarded with all kind of diseases and all kind of autisticness. It's, people are tired of taking, these are lifelong babies you have to take care of.
But they need to create a society the way Europe has done in most of those countries that are conducive and provide incentive to have children. It is a burden here.
Yes,
you can barely afford daycare. If you don't have health insurance, you're not going to be able to have the baby or support the baby. If you don't have a good career, you're going to be in the projects on welfare. I mean, it's just hard here. If you work all the time, you may not have maternity leave. They don't facilitate paternity leave for the dads. If you really want people to have children, you have to create a society that honors motherhood, fatherhood, and childhood. Here, it's a dog-eat-dog world. You're on your own. Screw you.
And
you shouldn't have so many kids if you ain't have that money. Nobody wants to be bothered with that.
And when you hear that your child is being kidnapped and sold into sex slave, like, I don't even want to have a baby. Who would want a child knowing all of this is going on in the world? People don't want to raise that. People don't want to. No one wants to put up with that and deal with that. That is the worst form of punishment to a parent. So my thing is this, I don't know, I love my children, but if I had to do it over with the world we live in now, I definitely would be like some of these people out here who are choosing to just not do it.
In this world right now, I'm glad I had them earlier. I can't tell you how many times I think, thank God my children are already grown.
Yeah.
Because I may not have chosen to have children.
Yep.
And
we all feel that way. And I think the powers that be know that that's where we are.
And I certainly limited the number of children I have because this society does not support us. I understood I have to be very able to take care of them by myself, regardless of whatever, because this society gives you nothing. I'm not a person who's just going to be in the projects on welfare, thank God.
No.
But, you know, I knew, unless I was going to do that. And even you do that, you lose your kid to prisons and to death in the streets. It's too much.
And the poorest of as far as food and healthcare, everything is the bottom of the pudding cup when you have to raise children like that. And it's not fair. So I am so with these women and men who are like, today is not a day that you want to raise your kid.
I probably wouldn't do it. Now, I didn't know then what I know now.
No,
if
you don't.
I had the knowledge I have now and I was 20 years younger, I would not do it.
My children don't want children at all, literally. And it's scary. It's scary to me, you know? They're like, no, I don't want children ever.
What we have to do is clean up our country. We're out of time, but I'm just saying this one real quick thing. I just read an article today where they're talking about how so many Americans are moving to Europe, to Portugal, to Spain, to Germany. Italy is real big. Just Europe, because they cannot afford housing here. We know Black folk are always going to repatriate to Africa, but white and Black. some of the people they featured in the article were Black as well as white people. To Portugal, Italy, Spain, those were three of the top countries they mentioned. Not
Canada?
Europe. They're saying that the money here, like one lady was in Atlanta. She had $300,000 in cash and was paying $3,000 a month for rent, but really couldn't get a home. She went to Italy and got a 3,100 square foot home, a smaller home next door, and a storefront for like 65,000 and something euros. So like $66,000. So people are just getting out of here. We have to fix our country. Mm-hmm. We have to fix our country for those of us who are here, mm-hmm. for the children who live here now, for the adults, for the seniors, for the Blacks.
Because it's not a democracy anymore.
For everybody. We have to fix our country. We got to get rid of these people and fix our... And it's not Democrat. We got to drop all that crap and fix our country and make it a place where we want to be, because people are moving to Mexico.
Yeah.
People are just getting the hell out of here.
Young Black girls moved to Mexico recently, built a beautiful house. I think they said the house was like $54,000.
And it's a beautiful guy on TikTok, a big heavyset guy, moved to Mexico. He ain't even moved to Tulum or none of those. He moved to Playa del Carmen, which we've been there. That's around the area of Cancun, right? Mm-hmm. He moved over there. He has a house with a rooftop, a bomb neighborhood, $300 a month.
Yeah, I think
this country is losing. And in a minute, the only people that are going to be here, I got to get off here because I didn't really intend to talk about that, but it appears that it's only going to be suitable for the very wealthy and then the very poor who can't, like somebody came on one of the videos and said, I can't afford to leave.
Yeah.
I can't afford to get out of here. But but it's on us to fix our country.
Yeah,
I think we have to start standing up and demanding certain things. We got to fix our country Have you seen the videos? People from other countries are now talking about how jacked up we are.
Yeah, I have. I heard they said it was no American dream. They sold us in my country. They used to put it on TV that it was so great to come here. Now that I'm here, I wish I'd never come. I'm like, ooh.
People in the Australian cabinet, where a guy was on there talking about America wouldn't know democracy if it slapped it upside the head. Yeah. He just started naming, look at this, look at that, look at... Everybody is on to the fact that we're out of control as a country.
And people want to move to communist countries now, and which I always said, like, where the streets are safe, you know, because they told you it, they made you think that it was just such a bad place. But when you looked into it, you mean to tell me you can leave your baby outside of a window in a restaurant so it doesn't have to be in the restaurant crying, or it can be outside sleeping. No one's going to touch your child. Like, there's places in Germany like that.
Well, they're not communists. I think that you could move to family friend. And that's something they said about Italy, Spain, and Portugal, that a lot of people are moving because it's less crime. Now, I don't want to talk about communism because I haven't really looked into it. It's not something that appeals to me, but I do think that there are places you can go with less crime. They just don't have the
American. I just think that's the name United States gave places that don't let you run wild. I really do. I think that was a label they gave people because those countries are like, no, you're not going to be walking around the street in a skirt with no booty shorts on. You know, walking around the streets in our country like that with no pink booty shorts on and your nuts bulged up.
Okay, we gotta go because we're way over. But did you see that Brad Pitt showed up somewhere recently with a skirt on? Yeah. I'm like, people, nobody wants to do this anymore. You have just gone so far over. Nobody, it's not working.
Yeah.
It's not working. Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed it. We didn't even get to all our topics, so we've always got more stuff to discuss. We're happy you joined us. Always, we love having you join us for this podcast.
And once again, thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora. Always like, subscribe, and please pass these messages on and leave comments. We love to answer your questions.
See you next time.
See you next time.